They are believing the words as Jesus speaks them. They believe him. But he says, look, you must continue in my word. There must be a continuity, not just an assent, mental assent to it, where you agree to it and you say, that's very nice and that sounds right and I agree and I appreciate that. But it must go deeper, where there is a continuation, a submission, which is brought about by the use of the word disciples. Then are you my disciples? You're not just believing, but you are actual disciples. And this was the call of Christ to those that heard him. He was calling them to discipleship. He was calling them to a life transformed by his words. A life that was committed to everything he was about. And if you cannot come to terms with that, you will never go to heaven. I know some oppose this idea. They say, no, you can believe and yet you don't have to accept Christ as Lord. What blasphemy is this? That you can take the benefits of Christ's redemptive work and say, I'll have the blood wash away my sin. But in that transformative power, of course, this is what it comes down to. Often it's a human understanding of salvation. But if we understand God is sovereignly at work in the hearts of men, he does no half measures. When he converts a man, he submits that man's heart to recognize the lordship of the Son of God. There will no be half steps. There will not be a progress of perhaps someday, once I'm converted, then I'll become a disciple. No, those genuinely converted. And this is what Christ is getting at. He is driving this home. You say you believe? I call you to discipleship. And that requires continuity in my word.